Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We want to thank you for joining the Anointing Women's Ministry with the Anointing for Gospel Center this Friday, July the 21st. We just thank you all for just taking your time, your lunch break with us, your time in this day with us. We just wanted to say thank you. And before we go forward into today's topic, I just want to just to say thank you for all those who have bought the book to join along with us and as well as to revisit it. You know, this is something that I'm just very thankful, and we just wanted to say thank you for taking that time out to purchase the book. Again, it is a great resource. It is a great opportunity to go back and visit, even to follow along with us as we always quote the book, and we're just so thankful. So we just wanted to say thank you for taking your time out to come with us, and to also wanted to say thank you to those who have also purchased the book. So without further ado, we're going to go into today's topic, and we just thank God for another day and opportunity to be here with you today. And as always, I don't often know what God wants to bring on the topic, but what came to me is to just let you know how much you are loved. Because I remember hearing often things that we're not doing, things that should be doing. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by the challenges of the day, by the things that we face, the responsibilities get overwhelming. But just to let you know today, you thought about, there is purpose, and that you're not alone. So God wants to let you know how special you are to him and how much you matter, how he hears your prayers, how he knows the depths of your heart. And he is concerned about them, that he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten what he has promised you. So just to let you know how much you are loved, we're going to go into Exodus 15:13. And it reads, in your referring to God's unfailing love, God will lead the people redeemed. And I want to allow that scripture to just resonate within all of us. Because as we've all maybe familiar with the word of God, we know that God is the creator. We know that he loves us. We know he will walk alongside us. We know that he is God. But I just want to slow down and just to remind and to encourage you. Because oftentimes, like myself, we all need to be encouraged that where we're at, God is not forgotten, that God is there. And sometimes just to be reminded of his goodness will give us the encouragement and the nudge that we need to be able to keep on going. So with that scripture in mind, I want to pull out a few words. And the first word I want to pull out is the unfailing love. And what that is referring to, unfailing, if we look it up, it is defined as without error or without fault. It could also be rendered as constant, reliable, or dependable. So when we look at that word and we bring it in to what the scripture is saying, it's giving us to understand that God is reliable. He's dependable. It's kind of like when a person who may have stubbed their toe, the first thing you do, you want to grab onto something that's around you to help stabilize you. Because this thing that you have now encountered has caused you to be a little bit unstable, or that you need some help, you need some support. And you're trusting that that chair or that desk or that person that may be near you can be able to withhold you in that time of that is unsettling. And that's who God is. And out of the words that I've mentioned, we're going to pull out the word reliable. And in many things that we can lift, many things that we can look back in our own lives, many people, many circumstances, where we can look at those and those people, those situations that were unreliable. Those who say that they will be there for us, those who said with so much vigor and so much enthusiasm that they stick by our side, that they love us, and that nothing can cause them to leave us. But then we seem to find out that they were not reliable. In thinking of those experiences and thinking of those people in our past, standing, God is not that. He is not that person who may have disappointed you. He is not that person who let you down. He is not that person who's walked out. He is not that person who took those vows that they will be there and committed but left. He is the one who is reliable. And God teaches us in his word about who he is. But the one thing I have learned by being at the AOGC, it's the Anointing for Gospel Center Diocese Church, is that when we read the word, bring it in to us. So I just want to bring it in to us today, to be reminded of the reliable God that we serve. And there are so many names of God. But there's a few things I want to pull out for today, because, again, if we go over all of them, there wouldn't be enough time. But I want to start off with God being a reliable friend. And God being a reliable friend, we want to go to John 15:12-15. I'm not going to read all the verses, but in your spare time, just take a revisit and read that. But I'm going to go over with you. And then this is during the time where Jesus now calls us his friends. He's sharing with us the love of God. He's sharing with us everything the Father has given to him. He doesn't withhold anything. Have you ever had those friends in whom that we believe that, oh, that I know you, you know me, I can share any and everything with you? To soon find out there is so much when, for example, the relationship ends and you find out there was so much about this person you had no idea. That when you gave your everything to them, you shared the deepest secrets. You opened up to them about things that you would not have given access to anybody else. But then you find out that they didn't even, in my case, I had, didn't even tell me their real name. We've all had experiences where we thought we knew people and come to find out we really did not know who they really were. But in John 15:12-15, Jesus reveals to us and explains to us that he is a reliable friend. That I'm not going to withhold anything from you. I have given you full access. That when you were once separated from the Father because of sin, that I have come to reconnect you back to the Father. That you now have undivided access. And what does that look like to us today? That looks like when you are going, when you may have gotten through, when you have gotten bad news, or that when your heart is heavy, or when situations in your life have changed, and you call someone that you can rely upon, but they're busy doing other things, and they unfortunately don't have time and let you know, hey, I'll call you back later. Or that when there is a pain in your side, and you call and make an appointment, they tell you, okay, 3 weeks. God is the friend that has given you and me direct access, that in those times, in those situations, he's not going to withhold his healing staff from you. In those times, he's not going to withhold the strength that you need so you can be able to make it through. Because the one thing we can rest assured in is knowing that God will not deny his word. That's why it is encouraging. It is pertinent to hold on to the word of God, because when no one else would answer the phone, would come by and see you, would even see if you're even still alive. I don't know about many of you, but I'm pretty sure that there has been instances where any of us could have just died and no one would even know. Or those in whom we hold dear wouldn't even know. But God is reliable, that even in our most hardest or difficult, challenging, or even in times in the midst of a decision, we're like, I don't even know which way to go. We can rely upon God to show us the way. Even when we have no idea which way to go, we don't know if we can make it through this pain. But knowing that God is a reliable friend, and he's even that friend that will give us to know, just even something that sometimes people will call, oh, that's simple. That's minor. That's nothing. But just think about it. How many times have we left the house and we thought we were as cute as can be? Until you realize as you walked out the house, you got in your car, you got to your destination, and realize, oh, this ain't what you should have put on. You see the looks. Now you feel guilty. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have worn this. But God is that friend that he is so concerned with you that he will let you know before you leave the house, put this on instead. Even to the point where he will give you to know you need to change your shoes. I know I've had those experiences often. There was an instance where I was getting ready to leave the house and I put on some sandals and God told me, change them, thinking I knew the way. Oh, it's fine. In my mind, oh, it matches. I left the house not even a few hours later. The sandals completely ripped. Because God knew what was ahead. And because he is a reliable friend, he is not going to allow us to go out, to be made ashamed, to be ridiculed, or to feel guilty about anything. But he is a reliable friend to be so concerned about us. It doesn't matter how little it is. Whether it be I'm going to show you how to get to this destination, not the route that you're used to, or I'm going to show you how to prepare this meal, or I'm going to show you how to put this outfit together. I'm going to show you how to handle this conversation. I'm going to show you how to make your life better. He's the one who's concerned about every single detail of our lives, of our today. So he's reliable. It doesn't matter how big it is. And sometimes we, including myself, can get so caught up in looking at God and saying that whatever the big situations, we acknowledge him in. But I want to encourage you today, it doesn't matter how small it is. He is the one that you can literally acknowledge and know that he will be there for you. He will give you to know how to make this decision, how to go this route that will make your life a little easier, that will help you on this route. Because he wants us to enjoy in the spoils of his blessings, the peace, the hope, the joy. Did you know that a good day, if I can say it like that, is a blessing from God? And oftentimes when we think we know the way, like me in that instance with the shoes, thinking I knew the way, God wants us to experience that. And it doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect and everything is going to just be all great. But what it means is that God will show us the way to overcome, to have a successful situation, to have an opportunity come our way. That's the reliable friend of who God is. And he has made himself available to us. And he even reveals to us things that we don't even know. He will reveal to us even the understanding of the people we're involved in. There's instances that I was with my dad. He had said that he was going to pay my phone bill many years ago. Or that, no, he put me on his phone plan. I didn't ask him for it, but this was something that he said he wanted to do. And I've said it often. I did not grow up with my dad, so I did not have any reason, to my knowledge, to think otherwise. I thought it was a nice gesture. It would definitely help me financially. So I said, yeah, first month was great. Then the second month, I get a dream. And then I remember asking my pastor, what does this mean? And she gave to know that if God is revealing that there is something that is being, someone is doing something behind your back that God is preparing you for. And lo and behold, that was exactly what happened. But if God had not revealed to me, I would have been caught off guard. But because God prepared me when it happened, that's something that would have harmed me, something that would have been hurtful to me, something I would have been unprepared of, even financially, when things all of a sudden fell through. And I'm not saying that it's whatever people have, that's theirs. But what I am saying, because God is a reliable, he's faithful in who he is and being our friends and even allowing us to be his friends, he will reveal things to us so that we're not caught off guard. And that's why to be encouraged today of the reliability that we can have in God. And that he also gives us, he is constant. Even when plans change, responsibilities get tough, he will always be there, giving you the strength, the understanding, or even the hope to keep on going. And the next thing we want to discuss about God being a reliable father, and that's coming out of Romans 8, 14 through 15. And I'm not going to go through the entire scripture because I know we're limited on time, but again, in your leisure, go through it. And what Jesus calls out is that he is revealing to the people that you are no longer servants, you're no longer slaves, but because you have been adopted into sonship, meaning that you have now been given the privilege, the opportunity, and the benefit to receive the same blessings that those who were born already into the family, if I can say it like that. So we don't have to feel as if that God is going to withhold anything from us, because he sees you as his own. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, no matter if we have failed in some relationships or decisions that we've made, he does not look upon you with disgrace, but he looks upon you with mercy and love and kindness, because he has given us the blessings of repentance. Repentance is not something that should be scorned, but it's something as an opportunity, because remember those times when we know we have done wrong, when we know we have did things we shouldn't have, and being in that place of guilt, that's not a comfortable place. But repentance is that freedom that gives us, it's like unlocking the door that we can walk out into the fresh air. When we just think about it with COVID, many of us were cooped in the house, couldn't go out, restaurants were closed, flights were closed. All these things had caused us to be secluded in the space of our homes. And once things opened up, people head for the door, and it was like a breath of fresh air. Naturally, that's what it gave us, what people felt. And that's what repentance does. God, being our loving Father, has given us the freedom. He has engrafted us into his family of thought that I'm not going to withhold anything from you. Those experiences where the Bible even talks about being tossed to and fro and how that relates to us in our everyday lives through situations and experiences in our lives that cause hurt, cause disappointment. Looking back on how that made us feel. And knowing that God is a reliable Father. Just think about how just knowing, just like the benefits like those who are part of a family, just look at it naturally. When a child may have been adopted into a family, That child now has the same name as others who may have been born in the family. Why? Because that family sees them as their own, does not withhold anything from them, yet shows them the same love. Even they're now considered heirs to everything that that family has. And a father of who God is doesn't point the finger at him. I don't know about you all, but times and things that I have gone through, being made to feel ashamed because of the choices I've made, feeling like I'm inhuman, that I should have made the right decision, or that because you're the age you are, you should do this and you should do that. But God's love for us teaches us, shows us, comforts us in the midst of where we're at. He doesn't leave us. Even when we find ourselves in the depths, God's love sees everything. He teaches us how to live this life. Because that was one of the things that I know I needed, didn't realize, but I needed to know how to live this life because I was tired of being frustrated. I was tired of being hurt, tired of being let down, tired of making the same choice, tired of being taken advantage of, tired of making choices that always seem to be leading to a dead end. And what God does to teach us how to live this life is the one thing that I, after all these years, starting to better understand or better learn, is that it takes time. And a loving father, we can look at it naturally so. He's been in his teens and 20s and 30s. So he's able to teach his child, this is what I want to teach you so you can avoid these traps. You can avoid these experiences because I understand. I know how you're feeling, but I want to teach you so you don't have to go that route. God knows the end, so he is going to come to help us. How? He helps us how? By opening our eyes to understand things that we may not have even understood before. Being in same relationships or same circumstances over and over. And then now when we get to the point of, you know, I don't want to live this way anymore. God will now, he's now unlocked access. That now that you're ready to no longer live this way, I'm going to show you something that only I can give you. That even though that you didn't understand why you gave all your time, your energy, your effort at that job, in that position, working 14, 15-hour days when the CEO, you barely even see. And when you do see, they're coming in from vacation, bought a new car, all those various things, and you wonder, you're doing all that you can to prove that you are valuable, to prove that you can do the job, to prove. But what I'm learning is that the only one we have to prove ourselves to is to God and to ourselves. We don't have to prove ourselves to nobody else, but to know that when we live this life, God will help us to understand that you don't have to stress yourself out, make yourself overwhelmed, because guess what? They're still going to do what they're going to do. And they're going to know that they can rely upon you to do their job, even though you're not getting the salary of the CEO. But God comes in to help us to understand. And because he helps us to understand, he gives us the strength to say no, to clock out when it's time to clock out, and to take your lunch break. Because I know many times, well, you know, you're trying to make a deadline or try to do this and try to do that. You work yourself out. You work through your lunch break. And you get home and it's still running through your mind about what needs to be done, what should have been done. But God wants us to be able to understand how things could be better. And it happens over time. So just as God told me recently, be patient with yourself. And that's something that is not easy to do. But it's an everyday experience, and it shows how much God is a loving father to teach us how much he loves us and how much he is concerned about our everyday lives, whether it be walk away from this situation, spend this amount of time with it, and come back to this place of peace. Come back to that place of knowing that I'm going to be there for you. You don't have to allow that situation to remain on your mind. And how do you do it? It's something that I have learned learning, continuing to learn, because it was just this week. Take 5 minutes to not think about anything. Invest in yourself. And, you know, I'm the first to say sometimes it's easier said than done. Because like me, I'm a very analytical person, so I tend to always think things. I have to understand how things are going to work. I have to understand how to put it in place. I got to understand the format of it. But what was simple that was said to me? Just do it. And once I did, it was the best 5 minutes I've ever had. Because it helped me to allow my mind to calm down. To realize I can't control that situation. I can't control that person. I can't control what it feels like or how it affects. But what I control is right now. I can allow myself to regroup and refocus. But in that time, God will give the strength needed. Because rest assured, whatever comes next, you are now well equipped. Not because you sat down and you jot down the task or the steps at hand, but simply because you allow yourself to be in the presence of God, to be in the presence of your Father who knows what you need, and he will give you that. And the next thing I want to go into is talking about how God is reliable in his might. And that is coming out of Isaiah 43 and to vary the scripture here, I believe everybody is familiar with, and it is referring to, and it reads, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. So in looking at the elements that was discussed in that scripture, we have fire, we have water and the effects that they make. We all know when we've all seen it. We've all, whether it be in movies, whether it be our own personal experiences, water being on the ocean has the power to overturn a boat, capsizing it. A fire in its power and its effect can cause a house to become ashes. But in our everyday life, in the challenges we may face, and the things we may be responsible for, that's how it may feel. And no matter how much we try to do upon ourselves, for example, you can try to pray until you're blue in the face. You can cry until your pillow can be wringed out like a dishcloth. No matter what we try to do, it seems like it doesn't change. And you say, like, I've done all I know to do. I've done this. I've given that. I went here. What else is it? I come to encourage you that you have done everything that you can. Because only the power of God has the power to cause the rain, the wind, and the fires to not overtake you. That is the confidence that we have in his might. And what I'm going to have to do is stop there because it's more that I want to go over. So we're going to have to continue it next week. But I want to end it here. In closing about the power of God's might to encourage you that no matter what your course may be today, no matter what may be your responsibility today, whatever the day brings today, rely upon God being your friend, to listen to you when you need to release, to be your father, to comfort you in your time where you need to be comforted. That his power, his might will not allow that to overtake you. I pray for your encouragement and knowing that God will not forsake his word. He will not deny himself. So he can't deny you. So I encourage you in this day to be encouraged in the God who is with you in being your friend, your father, and being his power that you can rely upon. So I'm going to close it with that. And again, we will pick up next week. So thank you again for your time. Thank you for those who have went out and bought the book and even just taking the time with us today. So again, I just, as I started with this, just to encourage you to know you are loved. So we just pray and just honor God this day and pray that as everyone goes out in this day, this weekend, we just pray for the safety and the protection of God's power, his love, and his comfort will embrace all of you today, that you will be encouraged in the faith, to be encouraged just to continue going a little bit further, knowing that God is already there with you. So thank you again for the time. Thank you again for sharing this time with us. Again, thank you again, and be blessed.